The Eastern Band of the Cherokees Tribal Council has lifted its ban on outside media covering its meetings after more than a year. At the Cherokee Tribal Council building, everyone waiting to be seen by the council sits outside the chambers, in a plush waiting room with coffee and a live television feed. This is where outside media have been reporting from for the last year, since all non-tribal media were banned from the council. On Wednesday, Smoky Mountain News reporter Holly Kays and publisher Scott McLeod went into the chamber to ask that the ban be lifted. This audio comes from the TV in the building's lobby, the only audio available to those not inside the chamber.
As members of the media, we also carried a weight of responsibility. That responsibility is to our readers, which include the people who call them.
The Smoky Mountain News brought six letters in support of their request from local and statewide newspapers as well as Blue Ridge Public Radio. After discussion between all tribal council members and McLeod, Council Chair Adam Wachacha explained the ban was never passed as a formal resolution, meaning the policy can be changed. He says outside media can follow a previous procedure to request entry to the chambers before each meeting. Kays, who's been reporting on the Eastern Band of Cherokee for the Smoky Mountain News for almost 6 years, was excited.
We'll be allowed back in the future as long as we ask each time, and I'm more than happy to respect that. I really look forward to continuing to foster those relationships and build that trust going forward.
Robert Jumper, editor of the Cherokee One Feather, has long been a supporter of the ban being lifted. The tribal-owned paper has been the only media allowed in the chambers.
Won't be a huge difference to us, but I'm hoping that it'll be a huge impact for our community and their awareness of free press.
If they request, outside media can again cover tribal council starting with Thursday morning's meeting. The council said they will also be working on a new free press resolution. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.